Rwanda today is a remarkable story of renewal and rapid economic development. Looking around the capital, it is hard to imagine that only 20 years ago, the country was torn apart by one of the worst atrocities of the last century.
Visitors often remark on Kigali's impeccably clean streets, high-tech efficiency, and the ease of doing business. But critics say despite these advances, the government has left little room for the opposition.
Karina Tertsakian is the Rwanda researcher for Human Rights Watch.
There isn't really any democracy that one can speak of in Rwanda. Opposition parties are not able to function. There are currently two opposition party leaders who are in prison serving sentences respectively of 15 years and 4 years, and other members of those and other parties that have been in and out of prison several times.
President Paul Kagame and his Rwandan Patriotic Front are the dominant political forces in Rwanda. There's only one registered opposition party, and many political opponents have fled into exile. While the country has progressed economically during Mr. Kagame's time in office, opponents say it has come at the cost of political freedom. A member of the opposition Rwanda National Congress, Teogene Rudasingwa, spoke to VOA in Washington.
I do not agree that to be able to develop, you've got to sacrifice people's rights. In fact, all literature and all human experience simply shows that for there to be sustainable prosperity for people, for a country to build, you've got to enrich people's rights.
In January, one of Rudasingwa's colleagues and a former spy chief for the government, Patrick Karegeya, was found dead in a hotel room in South Africa. Rwandan officials who accused the opposition of planning attacks in Rwanda cheered Karegeya's death, but denied any involvement. At a genocide memorial event outside Kigali, Rwandan Defense Minister James Kabarebe had a stern message for those who challenged the government.
There are some who tried to take the country backward, and there are those who have this ideology. They are there, but I know they will die with that ideology.
Rudasingwa says opposition members in exile live under constant threat.
We are concerned. We've made these concerns known to the government. But besides that, change is a very costly business, and freedom doesn't come cheap.
A generation removed from the genocide, Rwanda is moving forward. But opposition figures worry that lingering tension and the crackdown on dissent could mar the country's future. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Kigali.